As part of a three-year project, a group of American high school students and their teachers are spending 3 weeks each summer in Senegal, helping to modernize Kiour Sadaro, a rural village 3 hours from the capital, Dakar. The 21 teens are from two private high schools in San Francisco, California. This spring, before leaving for Africa, they attended Saturday classes where they learned about the geography, language, and culture of Senegal. Jacques Cousin, a philosophy educator at Drew Preparatory, one of the schools in the project, says it's more than a learning experience.
I hope that our students become more aware of the world, of the way some people do live, the way resources are shared, the way they make their decision. And on the other hand, I also hope that we can make a difference. So it's more of an exchange than us coming to the rescue of anyone. More of a sharing of what resources we have, and in turn, our students are becoming more aware of different culture. And in this case, it's a Muslim culture, also a polygamist culture.
Each year, the students bring athletic equipment, medicine tools, and computers to share with the villagers. In the first year of the project last summer, a dilapidated French colonial house, inhabited by ducks and chickens, was fixed up as a clinic. During this summer's three-week stay, the students worked on the village schoolhouse. They helped put a roof on it, install solar panels and lights, lay a floor, and build desks. They taught village teachers how to operate donated computers. The American teens also constructed a chicken coop and planted 50 fruit-bearing trees and a vegetable garden. Advisor Jacques Cousin says that's where they ran into unexpected trouble with some of the village livestock.
The goats are such a problem that the idea of a fence controlling them to protect the garden was not possible in the end. So we decided to build a wall, and so we had a huge wall built.
I expect myself to be somewhat shocked by the cultural differences.
Prior to the trip, 18-year-old Mona Kaldi was looking forward to learning about a different culture before heading off to college this fall.
I'm sort of interested to see in what kind of emotions they have, what kind of realities they have, how it's different from ours. How do they relate to themselves? What kind of relevancy do they think they have in comparison to their communities, the world, internationally, individually?
In Kiour Sadaro, Kaldi spent most of her time working at the clinic. Like the other students, she lived in a village home with an outhouse, but no electricity or running water. She ate the traditional staple, spicy rice and grilled onions, with her host family. Kaldi says their polygamous lifestyle didn't bother her. The various wives of her family's husbands seemed to be close and sisterly, working together and helping each other. She was distressed to see how much hard work the women did and how little control they had over their lives. They were only allowed to go to the mosque at certain hours and had no voice in family decision-making. Still, Kaldi says, she watched with admiration as the women moved about their village.
They walk tall, and they walk extremely proud. They have baskets on their heads sometimes, but they have the most beautiful posture. They're not slouched over. They have a very strong presence, all of them.
Kaldi was most impressed by the beautifully painted Senegalese buildings and the electrifying fabrics worn by village women.
Everything is so colorful there. It's made of these really, really lush colors. And I think it sort of reflects the people. They're really interested in everything that you do. They're really nice. They're very high in energy.
That energy was evident at the ceremonies, plays, and wrestling competition the students witnessed. Kaldi says there was always dancing.
It's just like great, pure human movement. It's not like edit. It's just like a complete release. They're just like, hands are going over the place, their arms are going over the place, they're just like jumping and sort of kicking, and it just like, it seems like so raw, and just like everything that they feel on the inside just flows out of them, and it's crazy and it's wild.
Mona Kaldi describes her trip to Senegal as amazing and wonderful. But as she helped modernize Kiyor Sodaro, she admits that one question kept haunting her. Were she and the other Americans intruding where they shouldn't?
This small village was undergoing a lot of change from our Western world. And a lot of what I had in mind the whole time is, had we not been there, what would these people have done? I felt as though I was going against the, like, concept of nature by reaching out to a place that's so far, disrupting the natural selection of things. And I know that's a really terrible thing, because, come on, you're helping people. How can this be bad? But I felt a bit like I was intruding with my computers and my internet.
The third and final group of high school students who will go to Kiyor Sodaro next summer are scheduled to build a women's center. For VOA News, this is Jan Sluzer in San Francisco.